that was a frustration for a young person. As you mentioned earlier, there were some problems with Bell Labs in terms of its in the Bell system being a monopoly in terms of its ability to take the best technological ideas and then apply them to the real needs of telephony. I mean, there were some amazing examples of things that were accomplished, like in that era, like picture phone and waveguide, which was a transmission system that was intended to support picture phone. I'm not sure why that was as successful as it was in terms of getting new technology out in the real world. On the other hand, commercially, it was not successful. But I would say that was the exception rather than the rule. Uh-huh. And but remember that Bell Labs was really supported by what was in effect a taxation on the telephone bills. And Bell Labs, due to the consent decree of 1954, was required to share its patents and its technology with other companies. So I think that Bell Labs made a tremendous impact. For example, you could argue that the entire semiconductor industry was an outgrowth of Bell Labs research and Bell Labs development at that time, in that era of the late 40s through the 60s. Companies like Fairchild, Texas Instruments, and so on, really started out. Sony started out with Bell Labs technology. So I think you could, in my opinion, you can gauge Bell Labs as a wonderful success in terms of stimulating technology within the country and within the world, but not nearly as successful in terms of revolutionizing the telephony industry in particular.
Right, right, right.
There were some wonderful successes. Digital transmission, I mentioned, digital switching, electronic stored programming switching, direct distance dialing.
Yes, okay.
Tremendous successes, but also a tremendous amount of technology that was developed that never saw the light of day.
Okay.
Through the Bell system, although it did see the light of day in other venues.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yes.
So this was a bit of a frustration for a young person in Bell Labs because you would develop a hot new idea that you thought was quite meritorious, but it was very difficult to navigate that through all of the multiple layers of management that was necessary to actually get the technology out into the field.